Hey folks, what we are looking at is the latest prototype of a grow system here. So let me break it down. The method, the medium, the mass, and the madness. All right, the method is I'm trying to use these grow bags, which I think we've talked about before. Everyone knows and loves them because they are the roots are air pruning. So rather than get, you know, root bound and start forming a little ball of roots in the bottom of a usual container, the roots and these guys will hit the side, they'll touch the air, and they'll go, oh, that's as far as I go, and they stop there. And then so you can set these huge, dense root systems, and that's why they're awesome. Beyond that, some of them, so I guess make sure to get a wicking versus a non-wicking bag. Some of them do wick up liquid from, you know, like channels in this bed here. And you can see on some of these bags that the water's wicking like halfway up. And indeed, when I dig down in the soil, basically it's working at the point. So the water is wicking up with the whatever's in it into these containers. And to that extent, they're self-watering. So that's the wicking grow bags. All right, so the method, the medium is, obviously it's soil, right? That's the whole point of this project. I mentioned that I've been doing aquaponics and I like it, but I just don't get the magic that I get with soil. So I started putting my my grow bags on top of the media, whatever it is, the expanded clay pebbles here in this system. As you can tell, things are just, they're not doing well. They're not, so look at that, it's pathetic, that's what it is, it's miserable. So these guys are doing much better, and that inspired me to say, all right, we got to figure out how do we combine soil and aquaponics. Now I run a clean system, you can tell this is extremely clean water, and so the idea of throwing soil anywhere near it is like not appealing at all. I will say that I've not had the problem of the compost or the soil wicking down in through this stuff. I have had that problem plenty over here. So when the water is actually making contact with the bags, then I definitely get some of that stuff coming out. I've got some great compost tea, but that's not what I want in my aquaponic system. So maybe that'll lessen as these guys, you know, play out for a few days here. But that's a problem I'm still dealing with. All right, so that's the medium. I've got this soil loaded up with, you know, all kinds of good stuff. It's paramagnetic soil in there and some azomite in there. Obviously, whenever I plant, I've got the mycos, mycelial stuff. So loading that stuff up is like super nice. Plus, it's getting the nutrients from the aquaponics coming in the bottom is the idea. Some spent mushroom compost. Anyway, all right, so the structure itself, the madness or the mass, I should say, is the fact that when you add all this soil up and you get it wet, it's freaking heavy. So this thing is easily over 1,000 pounds right now. And that meant that my rapid prototyping process became, I had to revisit that because I just threw something together. You can see this thing on the side here is not, it's not part of the structure at all. The structure is these 4x4s, four 4x4s underneath. And these things are just here to provide a little bit of lateral support for the sides here, because they will bend, as I've mentioned on my other aquaponics build that uses the same 8x4 interior structure here. And so as far as the plumbing on it, I just put a normal PVC bulkhead down there. I don't even put the PVC adapter in there because that raises the water level way too much, which adds more mass, which is not really an issue, but as I said, I'm struggling with the soil wicking down, and so I want to minimize contact with the actual soil. In fact, some of these containers, I was trying everything. Some of these containers are, you know, have these, these little green things at the bottom to try and make space before the soil starts. And that didn't work out that well. So yeah, that's where I'm still iterating on what's going on here. All right, the madness is combining this method with aquaponics. Like I said, it doesn't look yet compatible, but I've just had this sense that this isn't a step that's needed here, that this is going to work somehow. And it's not yet. I mean, it is. That's where it's growing, but I wouldn't put fish in there, and so it's not quite there. I'd love to be able to, and that's why I separated this one out. I'd love to be able at some point to run this off of the, you know, to combine these systems, but I'm not. It's not there yet. So hopefully some folks have ideas on how to do this. I have gotten a couple emails on folks since I mentioned the idea of pulling soil into aquaponics, and you know, there are other ways to do it. Wicking, actual wicking beds as opposed to wicking through grow bags might be a better one, but we'll see. All right, folks, I think that's it. I hope you're doing well, and I hope you're taking steps to grow your own food. And this is just one of the... Oh, I did want to mention some props. You know, obviously, Rob Bob Aquaponics gave me some of the inspiration for this. I'd also say Larry, whatever his name is, in Minnesota. He's kind of a cheese ball. And you kind of have to, like, you do need to do some digging. Like, he'll put up a video that's like, this is incredible! And then if you go find the guy who built it, the next video is like, yeah, that doesn't work at all. That was, I think that was the gutter wicking system that he built. Rain gutter wicking system. Just miserable performance. After Larry was like, that's amazing! So you know, check out the methods. Don't go build this yet, because it's doing this. You know, I'll follow up. And I'll let you know how this goes. I have seen a couple other people building... I'm losing a dump truck! A couple other people building stuff like this. But there are no follow-up videos, and I never get to see how it works. So, there it is. Let me know how your efforts are going. I hope you're doing well, and taking steps every day.